Welcome back, listeners.
Welcome back to the On Call Room,
the Grey's Anatomy podcast
about Grey's Anatomy and life
and
love
and
I can't come up with anymore. We are broadcasting from a brand new place.
Boom, boom, boom. Where are we at?
We are at Bree's Kitchen Table. We are on, what side of town would you call this? The
Northeast.
The Northeast side.
Northeast side. We're on some hooligans walking down the sidewalk.
Let's maybe not tell everyone where we are. Actually, I don't care.
I just said the Northeast side.
I'm
across the street from Boost Mobile, so... So come find me.
It's a great area. And we did not share a dinner tonight, but it doesn't matter because we are sharing in community.
In company, yeah.
We are almost done with season one. This is like, I don't want to get into it yet, but I'm just saying, I can't believe that we're almost done with season one.
I know.
It's been great.
It's been so much fun.
And we were both in really bad moods.
Terrible mood.
Yeah, like at 6 or like 5:30, I just laid on my bed and curled into a ball and then like did that thing where I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. And I was like, and I'm not going to set an alarm. What happens, happens. And Jake woke me up at like 6:10 and was like, don't you have to go somewhere? And I was like,
I don't want to go.
Yeah. I just was tired. I get tired at night. So are you just ornery?
It was just a Monday, but this fucking Mercury retrograde thing is fucking with me. Like, I am super clumsy, and I was, like, late this morning, and then I was late at lunch because there was, like, all of a sudden I couldn't go down my road anymore because there was, like, construction, but it wasn't in the morning. And at the end of the night, or the end of our shift, like, I could not figure out how to balance the money. Turns out it was my mistake. Like, I had put in a payment incorrectly, but could not figure it out. And finally, when we did, we were, like, scurrying to get everything done, and I went to grab my water bottle, and the cap was off, and I just dropped it, and it fell all over the phone. It was just like, I hate today. I just, like, don't want... At the end of my shift, my coworker, Jasmine, was like, I won't judge you if you have a glass of wine tonight. Oh. It was a bad day. But not, like, really anything.
It was just an annoying day.
It's just, like, a really crummy Monday. Mine's the weather was weird.
Mine started out really great, but then I ate a steak, and I got so tired.
That'll do it, yeah.
I think my body was just trying to eat it. It was just trying to digest.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, we persisted,
mm-hmm.
and we did not cancel.
No, we didn't.
And we showed up.
I showed up to my own apartment.
And I drove here, which I am proud of.
I was so happy that you came here. I was like, I am not going anywhere when I get home. Yeah. So, but we're in fine moods now. I mean, the episode
brought me right back to Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry if this is loud.
Gotta get to the beginning of the notes. My notes are really dumb this time.
This was an interesting episode. Is there anything else you have to share? I want to talk about really quick just while you all are here and fresh and you don't close it because you're bored by us. We have a couple ways that you can, like, keep in contact with us for the week and just be our friends. One is our Instagram, which is @theoncallroompod. And it's pretty great. We post photos of ourselves. Basically, that's it. But also sometimes Grey's Anatomy memes. And if we end up doing a giveaway, which we talked about last week, or 2 weeks ago, maybe we'll actually do it. So look there for news and things and for when we want guests to be on. We are just kind of trying things out in season one and seeing how things go. So just thank you for bearing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a really cool listener Facebook group where we've done like a couple like poll questions and other things, and tons of people are in it. And so it is, if you go to Facebook and you search the On Call Room Listener Squad, you will find it. But it's facebook.com/groups/theoncallroom. So a couple ways to find it there. Otherwise, just like it's the link in our Instagram page also. So you can get there.
We believe in you.
We believe in you. And it'd be really cool if you were there because there's some fun people sharing some fun things. So join us.
A lot of cool people there.
A lot of real cool people.
A lot of cool people
there. Bree, while I open up the Wikipedia page, do you want to talk about any animals that commit more deaths in the world? Do you want to contribute back to that? Or you...
Yeah, I mean, last time, I think, I don't know if I hit on sharks at all, did I? It's not as many as I thought. Because I think I talked about last time that I lay in bed thinking about sharks. Not as many. Did I talk about cougars last time?
No, maybe tell me a little bit about cougars and then we'll get into it.
Okay, cougars are like mountain lions. They stalk you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did talk about that one. That one really scares me too. I think about that one.
I think about that one all the time. Perfect.
I think there was like ants too.
Yeah, mosquitoes number one, which I guess so.
Yeah. I'll do some research for next episode.
Perfect. It's like a commercial break. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So should we just get into it?
Yeah, I
feel like I kind of have a lot to say about this one.
Yeah, you were writing a ton and I wasn't writing much and I was like, am I missing things? What's going on?
I was making things out of nothing, but
yeah,
that's what this whole podcast is.
True.
So it is Grey's Anatomy season 1, episode 8. And it's called Save Me.
That's a song. I know they're all songs, but...
I'm thinking of a Rocket Summer song, which I'm sure that's not what it's referencing. Save Me, originally sung by at least 24 different artists. We don't know which one. That's literally what it says. I don't want to read more of that. But so, this one had a lot of patience, first of all, which I can't freaking... handle that. Stress
too many patients.
Yeah, I feel like the episode doesn't have good focus if there's like too much going
that's,
on.
I felt like that. I think you just podcast over. You just figured out why I didn't really like this episode.
Yeah, too much going on.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. So I think like I liked her whole intro though, which is like when you're a kid and you believe in things and then the time that it sucks is when you realize that it's just like, it's not what you thought it was.
Like Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. And yeah, I just like that, but then it ends with like a positive note of her. I'll read it. She says, see, once in a while, once in a blue moon, people will surprise you. And once in a while, people may even take your breath away. That's at the very end. But either way, like it's about this, like everything comes crushing around you and what you thought was something isn't. And it's like basically growing up.
Yeah. I was going to say adulting.
Yeah. Adulting, which is everything you do, you think it's going to be something and then it's shit. That's
my
what
dinner
I think.
Tonight. I thought it was going to be really good. And
it was
shit.
Yep, I feel you. This coffee, not great that I'm drinking right now. So I think that's so it like starts you in a mood. They're like, oh shit, this might not be good.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the patients first and then,
or
should we just go?
Summary?
There is not one.
Wow.
It just says Meredith and Derek grow closer. Alex and Burke argue and perform a risky procedure. Izzy treats a psychic while Christina treats a pregnant patient.
Oh, that's a really lame summary.
Yeah, whoever's running this Wikipedia page slacked the last 2 weeks, which means we have to work harder. But that's fine. So we ended that last one with Christina being pregnant.
Yeah, which was we thought was not the best way to show that she was pregnant.
Right, and now it starts the episode with her like going to an abortion clinic, right? Or a clinic?
I mean, I don't know if she's like a doctor's office.
Right.
Clinic of some sort. Yeah.
Which, is it normal for the doctor to, like, try to convince you not to do that?
I think...
Are they legally supposed to?
Legally, I think they have to give you options.
Okay.
So they do... I think legally they have to say, like, adoption, keeping. Like, you have certain things you have to hit on.
Okay, gotcha. So Christina's, like, right away just... I feel like she's treating herself like she treats her patients.
Yeah, I wrote Christina no bullshit with abortion.
Yeah.
This is no bullshit. Like, this is a choice I'm making, and I don't need you to talk to me about it.
Right. And she's also not telling Burke.
No.
Which
no.
Right. So, yeah. So that's, like, I'm not surprised by that.
No. Which, do we think that Christina thinks that she's in a relationship with Burke?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Especially by that last scene.
Yeah.
Like, there's...
So why would, I mean, why would she
why
say
would she
that
tell
she,
him? Right.
She was pregnant?
Right.
Unless... No,
yeah,
she just doesn't seem like the type of person who would do
no.
that.
No, and she's literally treating herself like a patient where she's only thinking about the medical side of it. And it's just like, no, there's no personal side to this whatsoever.
I felt like at the end, though, I mean, I know I'm jumping ahead, but just to follow this storyline, I feel like she was thinking more about maybe not even the emotional aspect, but like the logistical aspect and like not just the medical when she was like laying in the on-call room. And she's right. just like, this problem
doesn't have an answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know Christina is going through some things,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like also this is okay. I'm going to kind of skip things here, but in this episode, I feel like it like does that same problem that we have where, Burke and Derek are acting like women, like they're being or like stereotypical women.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they are playing those roles in the relationship, kind of.
When
I wrote, he's staying at her house, which I just maybe that's how things are. Actually, I have no idea. I haven't had a guy sleep at my house that wasn't my husband, so I don't know. But do you normally stay at the girl's house? I feel like probably because they're nicer.
Yeah, I mean, I always prefer to have people stay at my place because
right,
I have all my shit.
That's true.
And yeah, and my place is nice.
Okay, so. Well, that's why I need to learn these things.
Yeah, I mean, I just think of, like, men's... I just... Ugh.
Yeah, it's true. They're...
Like, just, like, swampy, you know? Just, like, swamp things.
Yeah, and, like, no offense to my dear sweet husband, but I washed the sheets today, and...
Were they swampy?
Their side is just so much dirtier.
I know.
I think it's because they don't wash their face like we do every night, and, like...
Is that why?
I don't know, but it's... And his pillows, too, are, like, he's gonna hate this. Jake, this is all men, not just you.
Yeah, no, it's not just you, Jake. I mean, and just, like, sweaty and feet.
And, like, I think a lot of guys, like, at their house, like, they don't think of washing their sheets as a thing that, like, needs to happen all the time.
Yeah. And this is not all men.
No.
There are some, like...
Where are those ones?
not looking for us.
I feel like George would be one of those guys.
Would he? I don't think George washed it. He has, like, flannel sheets.
Oh, God.
I know. Sorry if you have flannel sheets, but, like...
I have them in the winter.
That's fine in the winter, but in the summer...
because I live in a house with heat. Like, yeah. It doesn't even make sense. Like, I keep my house the same temperature completely year-round. Like, me choosing to have heat, or, like, to have flannel sheets is just...
choosing to have heat.
It just doesn't even make sense, so... okay, I'm going to back up because I keep skipping around. There was a great quote in the beginning that, because you can tell that George is still, like, kind of into Meredith, but you just know it's not going to happen. And he, like, is looking at Derek and he just goes, thinking about letting my hair grow. And then, like, wanting stubble. Yeah. And I'm just, like, so sad for him. Like, just be you, George.
Just shine on, George.
You can't be a McDreamy.
No, he will, and I think did we talk about this last time?
I don't know.
He will never be a McDreamy.
Right.
His nickname is like...
McTeddy.
McTeddy Bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With that pregnant pause in it, too. Did you have any beginning notes that I told you?
I just said, Izzy, my notes are so dumb. My first note was, Izzy doesn't want to call her mom. Cool note, Brie.
She doesn't. It's an important fact.
Yeah. I guess I was just kind of like, oh, am I supposed to remember something about this?
No, I don't think... I think we didn't know about this, which was clearly solved by the end of the episode. She calls her mom.
And then my second note is, Meredith wants to go to Derek's house.
Just getting real literal.
These are the worst notes.
Super literal. I like it. Okay, but I wrote too. So Meredith is all up on Derek about his secrets. And she's, like, mad. She's, like, wants to know more about
it. We gotta be setting something up.
Right. But also, she has secrets.
Oh, she has so many secrets.
Right. Like,
she's secret queen. She's the queen of the secrets.
Yeah. And so, I feel like I'm just annoyed with her because she's, like, wanting Derek to step up when, like, she's the same way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's dark and twisty.
Super dark and twisty. She has a mom that's, like... in a nursing home that no one knows about.
Yeah.
So.
And they're all living in her house.
Right.
So shut up, Meredith.
I also...
You're dating McDreamy.
Yeah.
It should be enough.
So let's just go through the patients. I think that will, like, get us into this. So number one, the first one that, like, kind of comes up is the predicting, like, the...
The psychic.
Psychic. I was like, what is that called when they predict the future?
The predicting.
The psychic guy. And he is named Mr. Duff.
Oh, that's his name?
I don't know the name.
Like Hillary Duff?
I'm going to guess that's his name. I don't even think it's on the thing. But I don't know what any of the other patients' names are, but no. They said his name like 8,000 times. Yeah, Mr. Duff. Okay.
I just call him psych patient.
And first of all, he's a psych patient, but he's not like not able to hear. And when they're first talking about him, they're being so mean right in his doorway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would you do that to someone that is in psych?
No.
Those are fragile people.
They're the most fragile people. Yeah.
And so...
Rule number one in psych, you never admit to someone who's having delusions that they're having delusions. Like, you don't do that. Right. You're not, like, you're delusional.
Right. Yeah. You don't know. It's so weird. So I feel like how they, also that psych doctor, the resident, I feel like he shows up later on.
All the time.
Like the Indian guy.
I think he's still
on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah. Making a living. He's another bokey.
He also, to me, looks like, I'm going to get this wrong, he looks like that cartoon character. What was that song we were singing together the other day that you sang in choir in high school?
Oh, from the Prince of Egypt.
Prince of Egypt. He has the hairdo. He looks like, or the Road to El Dorado, same kind of cartoon. El Dorado. So he looks, and also Property Brothers. He looks like they are all similar in looks.
Did you know that the Property Brothers live in the same house with their wives or girlfriends?
That's so weird.
And I'm pretty positive they sleep in the same room in bunk beds. I'm not kidding.
No.
I'm not kidding.
That can't be real.
I think it's real. It's maybe not real. But I feel like I like saw something on HGTV about it.
Okay. So my favorite podcast plays Deal Breakers. It's like a game where like, okay, so you're dating this guy, let's say, and he is like your dream guy. He's like has a job and he's making money and he's supporting
you. I'm glad he has a job.
And he's incredibly handsome and like you are so attracted to it and things are going so well.
Yeah.
And then you find out that he sleeps in bunk beds with his brother.
Deal breaker.
And the wife. Yeah. Deal breaker for you?
Deal breaker.
Okay. Good to know.
What about you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just didn't know. I didn't know where you were at with things going.
I mean, maybe I like Community, you know?
It's like McDreamy, though.
What about him?
Like, that? What if it was like that kind of, like the guy that you're just, and like literally, instead of him taking you to his trailer like he did to Meredith, he takes you to a bunk bed and he's like, I sleep with my brother and his wife. Deal breaker?
Yeah.
Okay, still a deal breaker.
Still a deal breaker.
What is there anything that could make it not a deal breaker?
Maybe.
Nope.
Maybe we. No.
Nothing.
No.
Good to know. Good to know. All right. Well, that's fun. Hmm. I also love when Derek's like trying to say that she knows some things about him. He just goes, "You know, I'm from New York. You know, I like ferry boats."
I wrote that down too.
It's such a cute little thing. And also, if that's all I knew about the person I was sleeping with, I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah, you know, I'm from New York. You know, I like ferry boats. Cool. What else?
Right. So also this whole episode, I just want to say, like, it's weird because the whole entire episode is defying science. Like, it's all about faith. And it's about like the psychic guy, like seeing things. And it has like the show is a science show because they're doctors and every patient and thing that happens has nothing to do with science. They're like choosing something else.
Oh yeah. Because like with Shepherd's patient, they go on like exploratory surgery.
Right. Cause he just has a gut feeling that he knows what's wrong.
Yeah. And, ooh, interesting. Nice pull.
Yeah. So I wrote a big thing at the end, but like, and I'm going to wait till we get to the end to like do my wrap up thoughts on the subject. But we have the psychic patient and then we have a young woman who, I don't know what her name is. I think maybe Zoe Glass. I don't know. I'm just guessing. These are the names, guest stars. So who knows, but she's a young girl who's an Orthodox Jew. Is that what she was?
Yes.
And she is bleeding after a root canal and has a heart murmur. And I don't even know.
She was bleeding after a root canal?
That's what I was like writing it as Alex said it. That's like what it started as. And then, so
wow, you're
she.
You're taking some great notes tonight.
Bree's checked out.
My notes are so bad. I don't even think I watched this episode.
She.
I wrote one of my notes is chocolate cupcakes. What? Cool.
Well, she needs like a new heart piece or something, and
heart
so a piece for her heart, a tube, and they're gonna use a pig, but
she can't because it's not kosher.
Never understood that. Like, yeah. I just don't. I've never done research to try to understand it, so I'm not like saying.
Just in the Bible.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So
they're sure.
So she refuses to have it, and then there's the breast cancer patient
who is also pregnant.
Yeah.
And in order for her to go through chemo, she would have to, they kept saying evacuate.
Yeah, which is a horrible word.
Yeah, the fetus. So like a DNC. Yeah, so there's that patient. She has to decide whether she wants to like keep her baby or like save her life by going through chemo.
And then there's the guy who is having like weird paralysis.
Oh yeah, there's that guy too.
I forget why he's in there to begin with, but he rapidly starts like losing
feeling
and everything.
And movement of the body.
So those are the four patients.
Paralysis.
Yes.
There was also a random patient that George tried to, yeah.
They were like corpses. They weren't moving. I was very nervous for that. Too many patients, Shonda. Stick to like two or three.
Yeah.
Okay, so right away in the beginning, though, Christina and Meredith are talking to psychic guy, and he predicts someone's going to die on the fourth floor, and then there's a code blue. But then Meredith leaves the room, and he like says, you weren't in the room when he says, but he's like, I didn't pin you for the mothering type. And she like looks at him like, how the hell did you know I'm pregnant? And then she wants to like not have him as a patient anymore, and she gets switched.
That's when I write, well, when she gets switched to the woman who has breast cancer, who is pregnant.
Right.
And I wrote, my note was, Christina can't escape her pregnancy.
True, true.
Yeah, she couldn't.
Yeah, and especially because the woman with cancer, like, was going to have an abortion. So it was, like, even more reflective.
Yep.
Okay, a quick, weird, strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith has that cute little speech to Derek, and she's like, I'll lighten up when I feel light.
I wrote that down, too.
I thought it was funny, but because he tells her to lighten up, which two things on that. One, Meredith's young Meredith voice, like compared to current seasons.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know, but it's like so different.
Yeah.
It's a, which I guess 10, for how many years? 14 years?
15,
you,
20.
Your voice maybe changes, which makes me wonder how mine will change.
Yeah.
Will it just get worse? Like more, like, but that is funny to me. And then also, I get pissed when I, like Derek tells her to lighten up because the worst thing, I actually talked about this with my therapist today, is when someone tells you how you're feeling. Or like,
oh, yeah.
Like when someone tells you to calm down.
That's like the number one thing you learn in therapy is not to put feelings on other people. You say like, or like the first thing I feel like you learn in therapy is like, this is how I'm feeling. And this is like, it makes me feel this way.
Right.
Not like, you do this, you do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have no idea how people are actually feeling.
No.
No.
We never will, unless you tell people how you're feeling.
Right.
And even then, you still really probably don't know how they're feeling.
Right. So I just thought, I was like, felt, because like, yeah, that, it's kind of like, seriously, if someone tells me to calm down when I'm a little bit worked up, I get twice as worked up.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to calm down!
Yeah, so fire starts coming out of the top of your head. And
yeah, pretty much.
You flip tables.
Pretty much, yeah. Meredith should have. Instead, she just goes, I'll lighten up when I feel light.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that quote.
I think it's just because she's all lovey-dovey towards him, and he can just, like...
It's like they're
He can dream his way through things. Just sly little man.
They're, like, play flirting. Like, like they're, like, flirting but being serious at the same time.
Play flirting.
What do you have next? Anything that I missed?
No.
All right, I'm going to quit asking that question.
Psych patient is funny.
This is going really well. Okay, I'll just keep going then.
Wait, my next one is, I laughed really hard when,
the plagues?
Yeah, when Kravitz is trying to remember the plagues, and he's, like, talking under his
breath. Same, I wrote with stars, favorite moment, Kravitz reciting the plagues, because it just, like, cuts to him just being, like, boils and eyes and whatever. oh my god, what are the plagues?
Oh, okay, let's see. There's
locusts,
right? Yeah.
There's blood? Wasn't there, like, blood?
Blood in the water.
Water.
Locust? Locust, boils.
Those are the three Karev said.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
All the, like, the cows die. Like, okay. All the things die.
Okay. I'm going to double check you. Keep going.
Well, this is the firstborn dies if you don't have the blood above your door. That's Passover.
Okay, all right. We got... death of firstborn, check. We got locust, check. We got boils, check. Disease, livestock, check.
Yes.
Water and blood, check.
Okay.
You're missing one, two, three. Just keep going.
I'm trying to think of the scene in Prince of Egypt where they're like, like all this really crazy, creepy song. We already said.
What's mixture of wild animals? That's one of them.
Oh, is frogs one of them?
Frogs is one of them. Yep. Here's a hint.
Yeah. Oh, lice?
Yeah, lice is a plague.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that.
Ew.
Do you think that, like, when lice shows up now, it's like God just being like,
you
thought the plague was gone?
It's not gone.
What is, but there's one that says mixture of wild animals.
Mixture of wild?
Mixture of wild animals.
I don't know what that means.
Creatures capable of harming people and livestock. This is too much to read. I don't know.
Okay, mixture of wild animals.
Creatures capable of harming
people. Wait, there's not 10 plagues, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, there is 10 plagues.
All right. Darkness for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah. Thunder would be so creepy.
Oh, fuck that. I would be so scared.
For 3 days.
Thunderstorm of hail.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it then. Good job.
I got a lot of them.
Yeah. I feel like I just would have to revert back to Prince of Egypt as well.
Yeah, I was just those.
Yeah, so that was a great one. Also, there was a strange quote. Who said it? Freshen up your gonad? That's what I've written.
Christina said that to George.
To George?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Christina's like, George, you just need to have sex. There's a cute nurse over there.
Yeah, like, buy her a latte. Freshen up your gonad.
Right.
Do you remember that thing? Gonads and strength. Gonads and strength.
No.
Okay. It was, do you remember E-Bombs World?
Yes.
Yeah, it was on there.
Oh, God, E-Bombs World. Remember the Kenya? It was like a, it's like a cartoon about going to Kenya, and it was
no. All this. Do you remember the singing horses?
No. Or that weird, like, tall, lanky kid being like, Shaniqua, Shaniqua, passing me by. Oh, whoa, whoa. Do you remember that one? Oh, no. What about the helicopter game?
Do you remember the Burger King one?
No.
The ding fries are done. Ding fries are done.
What E-Bombs World were you on?
I don't know.
All I remember is the helicopter game where you just press the space bar and it would like fly. And then the fish one where you ate fish that were bigger than you and you couldn't get hit by them.
Oh.
I'm going to play these tonight.
Oh.
Well,
wasn't there a cat one too or
probably.
Something?
E-Bombs. Sponsored by
E-Bombs
World. The first website. To waste your time on. Does it exist anymore?
It
might.
Look it up.
E-bomb. What if it's like a virus?
It's a virus.
E-bombs world. What is? Who is E-bomb? It does. Oh God. There's some scary memes. It's full of memes.
Oh yeah, they probably had to do a
It's still the ugliest website I've ever seen. Oh God, I'm gonna close it. Okay. So plagues, E-bombs world, all these excellent things. Oh shoot. I just closed the thing. Oh no, I didn't. Okay. And then, okay. Funny. I feel like all I wrote were funny quotes. Derek going, I'm going in, operating on the spine guy, like followed by Jumanji music. Like literally he decides he's going in instead of like Grace is usually like singing music. Like, and it was literally the drums from Jumanji. Which is the scariest.
Will we?
That sound. The drums.
Oh, my gosh.
If I heard that suddenly, I would...
Can you imagine hearing that in my apartment right now, knowing that there was probably...
A stampede?
A board game in my attic.
Oh, my God. Stop. Monkeys.
Oh,
or that guy with the gun.
Oh, God.
But he was, like, not the scariest.
But he was not the scariest. No. What was your... The plagues of Jumanji. Oh. What was your...
The most scary?
Yeah.
Well, the freaking tiger. Like, there's like a giant... They lock it in the bedroom in like the first scene. It like lives there the whole time.
I don't really remember.
If a tiger showed up, I would be very scared. But
yeah.
Probably the monkeys or the... aren't there bugs? Like spiders? I think there's spiders.
There's spiders in the attic.
Sinking sand.
Yeah, one of the scariest parts is the flood, and then the crocodile comes out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's just
I'm
like,
sure crocodiles are on that list of yours.
Oh, yeah, they kill a lot of people. they do. A lot of people die by crocodiles.
Oh, God. We also learned that Alex Karev has a nickname.
Dr. Evil Spawn. Dr. Evil
Spawn. Oh my god, do that again.
No, I can't. Now I'm nervous.
It will come later.
Okay, which I'm only going to refer to him as that. And he's trying to research a way to help this girl who doesn't want the pig piece.
The pig heart piece.
And he figures it out, and he does this insane laugh.
Oh, yeah. I think that was it.
Also, he gives George so many weird one-liners about love. And then he says, because George is like, why do you have all the ladies, whatever, and he says, I am the Ali of this.
Yeah, yeah, he says, dance and jab.
Dance and jab. So if you're wondering how to find love, Karev's advice would be dance and jab.
Dance and jab, which I've done before. It doesn't work. It does not work.
I've tried dancing and jabbing.
Neither work.
No. So I just laughed at that. Also, he didn't do anything too douchey this episode.
No.
I'm telling you, he's coming, making a comeback.
He is making a comeback. And I don't know what it is. Like, we should still be mad at him for all the previous shit he's done, but you just kind of forget about it.
Also, I feel like he has a way with certain patients. Like, obviously he ticked this girl off, but they also kind of bonded in a weird way.
The part where she was praying and he was like, does the wall ever bow back?
Right. But I feel like she finds joy in his, because he's like a cute guy and he's giving her attention too, yeah. Which is cute.
Yeah.
There wasn't a Bailey teaching moment segment, but there was.
I put teaching moment.
With Izzy?
Yeah. It says, you get too involved with your patients. Why do you make everything so personal?
That's true.
I think it's kind of a teaching moment.
Right. And,
like, don't do that because that's foreshadowing.
Right. And I feel like that. Yeah. I feel like this episode was like very much like showing how Izzy gets like so involved emotionally and it's just not going to end up well.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say she was, like, super emotionally involved with the patient, but she allowed the patient to, like, mess with her and bring her back to things in her life, which is just, you can't do
right.
As a doctor.
Right. Also, he calls her Cricket, which I assume is a nickname for her.
Yeah.
And I remember there being a part where she explains that, but
that's, that's spoiler alert later.
Oh, it is?
In, like, seasons.
Oops.
It's okay.
It's how would you know? You'd be like, why do you call? I don't know. I feel like that's confusing.
Well, at the end, what she says, she calls her mom, which I also wrote on a cord phone on the wall.
It's 2005.
Do people have cord phones on the wall in 2005?
They might.
Portable.
It's Meredith's mom's house. It's probably been there forever.
True. I miss wall phones. Like talking.
Not being able to move.
They were fun in the kitchen.
I get so much done when I'm on the like if I'm on a long phone conversation, I'll clean my whole house without knowing I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, I put my headphones in and then just walk around.
Yeah,
you don't put your headphones in when you talk on the phone.
I should more often. No, I hold it.
Oh my god,
I do this.
Like, oh, that's so bad for your neck. Your life will change drastically when you put your headphones in.
I never have pockets.
Just stick it in your sweatpants.
Okay.
Like, that's what I do. And sometimes it falls down, and you just, it's okay. And then you have two hands to do things instead of your one.
All right. My roommate in college used to talk on the phone with her faraway friend when she was grocery shopping, like that. Like,
yeah.
And she was the first person I ever knew to do that. That was, like, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You and I did that the other day.
Right.
When I was
cooking. I was cooking, and you were.
I was at the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
Helping me find sausage over the phone.
That was like around that holiday. That was long time ago.
That was in February. Yeah. Okay. Last time we saw each other.
Burke kicks Alex off the case, but then eventually puts him back.
Yeah, I wrote Burke not happy with Karev.
Right.
Cool. Good note.
I wanted to point out, since we talked about this, I think last week, that now Burke and Christina have reached the point in their, like, whatever they are, relationship where, like, they both don't, like, they're okay not having sex every minute.
Yeah, because we reached that with Meredith and Derek.
Right.
And now.
And they're both like, thank God.
Yeah, and now Burke and Christina, because Burke comes into the on-call room to see Christina, and she's kind of like, I hope you are not expecting that we're going to be having sex, because I'm not in the mood. He's like, I'm not in the mood either.
And then it's cute because she's like, well, what are you here for? And he's like, I just haven't seen you.
Yeah.
And it's so precious, and she's still a robot.
Yeah, she's a total robot.
I wrote, Burke shows weakness, and I love this song.
What song was it?
I wonder. Let's see. It was Okay.
I don't know if alligators kill people as well, but I'm assuming they do.
Oh, it's I Love the Rain the Most by Joe Purdy.
I don't know that song.
I'm going to add it to my Spotify playlist. Mm. I have like a feelings playlist. Mm.
I have a feelings playlist, it's and there are so 238 good. Songs on it.
Holy, you have a lot of feelings.
A lot of feelings.
But yeah, I thought that was a cute scene.
Yeah. I wrote down CO2 detector, mellow yellow. What does that mean?
Oh, I wrote that too. What the hell does that mean?
Who said that?
The nurse says it. The nurse just got, George gets the, finally gets the tube down the person's throat in front of the nurse, who like then is all the hot swarm, and she just goes, CO2 detector, mellow yellow. I'm going to say that next time someone like does something impressive in front of me. CO2 detector, mellow yellow. I think it means like all's good in the hood.
All's good in the hood.
But like weird. I hope
someone says that to me at work.
I wonder, tomorrow. I'm going to Google that. I wonder if that's like a thing.
I hope like I do like a really good thing at work tomorrow and people are like, CO2 detector, mellow yellow.
Does mellow have two L's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Soon.
To confirmation of emergency tracheal intubation, you say
oh.
that.
Oh.
So.
Well, why did she say it so dreamy-like?
Because she was obsessed with George after that.
Oh.
That's hilarious. This is, like, literally a thing that you say.
CO2 detector, mellow yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Wow.
We learned something today.
Yeah, because it turns, the color changes from purple to yellow when it, something, something.
What color of what?
I don't know. It's a level of CO2. The pH sensitive indicator changes color when it's I don't. So he got air.
And he didn't put it in his esophagus.
Correct. So that's cool.
Wait, how does that work? Your esophagus and trachea.
I have no idea.
Is that the part where there's a little flap?
Literally couldn't tell you. All I know is that I found out what tonsil stones were this weekend.
Oh, they're terrible. I got my tonsils out because of that stuff.
I think that's my next step in life. I had them this weekend. And also I learned this weekend, you can touch your tonsils.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can pick out the tonsil stones.
Yeah, so I thought if you touch them, it was like...
They smell bad.
Yeah, I know. I know. But they hurt so bad. They're finally good today. I think I had one on the back. Mm-hmm. That I couldn't get at. And I was too freaked out to touch the back because I did a horrible thing and I YouTubed removal of tonsil stones because I was thinking there would be like an easy little how-to. I saw the thumbnails of the videos and had to, I almost barfed. Like, ew. There are some big, of course, like the things on YouTube, you know, are like the worst of the worst. So anyways, I was like, oh, God, can't.
I'm going to say that I got my tonsils out when I was 18. Which is old, getting your tonsils out. And you are much older than 18 now. And it takes a lot longer to heal.
I know.
It is so painful.
I know. That's why I can't right now. I have, like, no time.
The first week is, like, kind of fine. And you drink liquid Vicodin. But the second week, your scabs come off in the back of your throat. So it literally burns to take your pain medicine. And, like, I couldn't. It was so bad. I remember crying on the couch because I couldn't take. Or I took my pain medicine, but I couldn't eat because it hurt so bad. And so I got nauseous from the pain medicine.
Yeah.
And so my sister Catherine had to pour it down my throat and like shove applesauce down my throat because I couldn't eat. And I was just crying like a baby. So just think about it if you want to do it.
I get sick all of the time though.
Yeah, they told me that like I pretty much had strep like stuck in my tonsils.
And then... And I never have strep. I just always have like a sore throat. And then the other night, Jake and I were like kind of drunk. And I was like, look at my tonsils. And then, because I was telling him about tonsil stones, which I'm sure made him so excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then I was like, let me see yours. And he opened his mouth, couldn't even see them. Like his are so small.
Yeah.
My tonsils take up like 3/4 of my throat. Like if you look, like it's just like too big.
You should go to an ENT.
I'm going to.
Did you know they can grow back? Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I was.
Well, I'm just going to tell all you listeners, please don't ever YouTube tonsil stone removal unless you're like into really disgusting things.
Oh my God. Did you see? So we're a part of like a Grey's Anatomy group
on Facebook.
Did you see that thing that person posted about like worms in an intestine? And
that was on this week's episode. We'll talk about that after the spoiler alert, but there was an episode with worms.
Okay, But which I think she posted like a real video.
I don't know. It was pretty graphic what happened on Grace this past week.
Okay, I don't know, but it kind of looked like spaghetti at first.
Yep, it looks like spaghetti.
Oh, so maybe she posted
it's from the episode.
Oh,
it's,
why?
We'll talk about it after. We can't talk about it now. Spoilers. It's disgusting, this episode. I was like, really, Grace? You had to bring back, like, a bacteria thing? It's horrible. Like, a pound of worms, just, like, in this woman's body. Yeah, so anyways, great. So this episode is about faith. oh, I wanted to say that, like, when they operate, you know, and, like, the patient is, like, their heartbeat, is, and it goes, like, meh, meh, meh. I'm like, that is, like, driving without your seatbelt thing on, and it's so stressful, and you, like, that would, like, make it so much harder for me to operate.
Oh, yeah. I also wrote that the scrub sinks are in the hall right now in this season.
They're in that room, aren't they?
No, when Derek and Meredith were done with surgery, they came out in, like, the hall area.
Oh. Maybe there's two. I think there's two doors. You can either go into the scrubbing room or out into the hall. Because think about when people bring blood. So they sometimes just run in.
Oh. But
maybe I'm not interpreting.
But whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a dumb note anyway. No. My notes are dumb. It's
no. You are enough.
I'm trying.
Great. You're doing great.
Why did I put... Oh, I put in quote, she's good, because when the anesthesiologist
I wrote that too.
Was putting her under, she, like, her eyes weren't even closed yet.
She's
like,
good.
She's good. Like,
is she?
Is she good? Is she out?
Two, I wrote after 2 seconds.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's good.
A sad little thing, George is like, I have a date, and Meredith is like, oh, that's great, George. And George's face when she says that is like... killer.
I saw that too. I wrote that too.
Okay, I had two GGB moments, weirdly
enough.
You did? Yeah. One was when the psychic guy comes out of surgery and he helps Izzy figure out the missing ingredient in her cupcake recipe, GGBs.
GGBs. I wrote, psychic is real. Yes!
He's real.
That's what I wrote.
Incredible. Yeah, I wrote, he has visions in all caps with exclamation points.
We were very excited about that.
And then I also had GGB's, for some reason, like, I think maybe the music, when Izzy's calling her mom.
Oh.
I don't know why I wrote that.
You liked your sweater, too. Maybe you have GGB's just... over the sweater.
I love that off-the-shoulder sweater.
It's a good sweater.
She wears it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
With your little bra strap peeking out.
Just peeking. Okay. Do you have any more things, or can I go into my faith speech?
Your faith speech?
No, just about what I thought the episode was about.
Yeah. Go for it.
Actually, no. Well, we should talk about Derek first.
Okay. What about?
What did he bring Meredith, you tell him, to his house?
Oh, he brought, my note is, we meet the trailer.
It is a character.
We meet the trailer. He tells her to get in the car. We were trying to figure out which car, if it was the same car, that he's been driving around. I think it's a different car, honestly.
Well,
it's
just a budget cuts. A different car every week.
She says, where are we going? And he says, trust me. And he drives her out to this land, and then he just starts spitting off all these answers to all these questions she's asked, like his favorite band and his favorite color and favorite ice cream and favorite
how many siblings
and nieces and nephews and his mother's maiden name and like all these things. And then he was like, and this here, this is where I live, and he points at the trailer, and it's funny, he was like, I own all this land. I just kept thinking, like, it's good to own land. And then he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it all. And then that's all you get for now or whatever.
It's cute, though. It made me laugh because also, like, the show was in 2005. This is before people started living in tiny houses Airstreams. Like, this was, like, it wasn't, like, cool that he lived in a trailer.
No,
like,
no.
And now I laugh because He'd be like the biggest hipster in Seattle. Like
totally. Like owning all this land and just living in his trailer.
Which, like, I have some friends that, like, on Instagram that are, like, own trailers. Like, Airstreams, and they renovate them, and they're so hip, and they, like, live in them and travel. I'm like, Derek did it first.
Derek is the real MVP.
I'm going to start commenting that on their things. Like, do you know Derek Shepherd did this before? It was cool.
Oh.
I just wrote, he is so hipster, LOL.
Yeah. He is. And he has the little charcoal grill on the deck with this, like, one or maybe two chairs or whatever.
Mayor's so excited about it.
But, yeah, that was, like, the ending scene. And I think I said to you, I was like, so many people end up living in that trailer.
Right.
It, like, becomes a big part of the show.
A character.
Yeah. That's why I said we meet the trailer.
This isn't really a spoiler. Don't people still live in it today? Like, didn't, like, Hunt live in it last for a little bit?
Yeah.
With Amelia. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a huge character, and it's that land too. Like all of the scenes and the things that happen there is like crazy.
Yeah.
So, I just think it's weird that I just wrote episode is all about faith, which is the opposite of science. And Meredith and Christina struggle with this. Like Derek is no problem. Like going in for emergency surgery that he doesn't know what he's looking for, but he'll find it. He keeps things secret from Meredith because he thinks that surprises are fun. Burke, I feel like we find out later, like, he is kind of religious. Burke is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, and just, like, he respects that the girl, the kosher thing, a little bit more than other ones and whatever. And then, like, there's Christina who doesn't understand why this woman would not have a kid and not have an abortion so that, like, she knows she's going to die. Doesn't understand that. And then there's Meredith who doesn't understand why Derek won't tell her anything and have mystery surgery. And
so at the end of all this, how do you feel?
I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle. But isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I felt like I really grasped the theme of this.
No, I think you did. And I think that this is a perfect episode for where we are astrologically right now and Mercury retrograde and all this bullshit happening. This was very, like, hippy dippy grays.
Yeah, it was a very hippy dippy episode because in the end it ends up with a guy who truly is psychic, and that's
psychic is real. Yes.
He has visions.
Yeah.
And it's like so against what the show is about.
Yeah. Which is fun that they like played that up a little bit.
Right.
Because I don't feel like they do that very often. I think there are a couple other times that they like play into like supernatural or like godly universe things, but it's usually very much to the science.
Exactly. So I thought that was interesting that they did that. And also this, so we've seen the finale, but if we didn't, like, this is the episode that leads up to the season finale, which usually it kind of sets up. So I think we're setting up for a couple of things, like, and actually I kind of know what happens. So I don't totally remember. The big issues I feel like that we're facing are Christina being pregnant, hasn't told Burke and hasn't had an abortion yet. Meredith thinking Derek's holding secrets, and they both are holding secrets.
Yeah.
And, like, are they actually a thing? What's happening?
Is he not having any sex?
Is he not having any sex? And Karev just still, like, is he more than an asshole? Will we know? I don't know.
I don't know. Did we see the chief at all in this episode?
No, he wasn't in this one. Budget cuts.
Budget cuts.
And then George is beginning a relationship with this nurse. So I feel like there's a lot of things. Yeah, like, the chief storylines aren't a part of the show yet. Bailey's isn't a part of the show yet. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's just those interns.
They become a big part, I think, next season. But
yeah, I'm excited for next season.
Me too, because I feel like they got the viewers and, like, now it'll just take off.
Yeah, I feel like there will be a lot. Although I really have appreciated season one.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good for pilot season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to
hear? I mean, we're not done yet.
You want to hear the goofs?
I love the goofs. Goofs are my favorite.
Okay, there's one that's medically incorrect. When Dr. Gray suggests that Mr. Walker has a conversion disorder, Dr. Shepherd asks if he's psychosomatic. This is a common mistake. A psychosomatic disease is a genuine physical ailment caused in part by psychological factors. However, a conversion disorder, this is boring, is considered a somatoform disorder. Okay, so I can't even finish reading that. There's too many big words in, like, another paragraph.
So just the wrong disorder.
The wrong disorder.
Okay.
One. Then there's an even longer description of a religion mistake. First, the religious Orthodox Jew refused to have a pig part inserted in her body, but according to Jewish law, in order to save one's own life, one must break any of the laws of Judaism.
Oh.
Right. When Esther is praying to herself, she is reciting the silent Amidah prayer, but then covering her eyes as if she's saying the Shema prayer. Oh. On top of this, the word she's saying doesn't mean anything. She also, budget cuts. They couldn't get an actual person in there. She also bows three times after her prayer, but in the wrong order. Also, the Jewish girl wanted a rabbi to pray over her, but the rabbi was female, which is not permitted according to Orthodox.
I was wondering that part too.
Yeah. Also, the religious chant she's singing would not be something appropriate for this occasion. Also, Orthodox women do not sing in front of men. They really fucked up on that one.
Seriously, if I was an Orthodox Jew watching that, I'd be like, wow.
18.3 million people just saw a complete wrong.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. That's really, really bad. You'd think they'd research that a little bit more.
Right. Also, this episode was submitted for Sandra Oh, who plays Christina, for the 57th Primetime Emmy Awards under Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. What did she do? Oh, she dealt with the pregnant woman in...
But this episode, I feel like there are so many.
It would if it was just that year, out of these are the only ones they've seen so far.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Interesting.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
So not too many goofs.
You can literally click the episode transcript. Who spent the time to type out the whole transcript? But, so let's rate it.
Our next podcast, we should just read the transcript.
We could do a bonus episode where we react to a whole episode.
Let's do it.
And then people give us money to do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it in a couple weeks when...
Just some select scenes.
When I can have wine so we can be a little buzzed.
Oh, yeah. Totally have to do that. Also, still not drinking in solidarity with you.
You're such a good friend.
I just... Drinking alone is...
It's not always good.
No.
I mean, it can be fun.
Right.
Like that one time you had a party by yourself.
That was fun. That was real fun.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So...
Rate the episode?
Yeah, I really can't wait to rate something higher than what we have been.
I'm going to rate this 2.5 scalpels.
I'm just going to do a 3.
Scalpels?
Yep. 3 scalpels. It still doesn't... This finale better kick ass.
Yeah, this like...
What's it going to take for us to do a high rating?
I don't know.
Less patience.
I was bored during this episode. And I don't know if it was because I was, like, really consumed with my food and stuff. But, like, I was not into this
episode. That's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick moment break, and then we're going to come back for spoiler alerts, only because I have to pee. I just had a hiccup also. So, we'll be right back. And we're back.
What's up?
So we're going to get into the 1, 2, 3 spoiler alert.
Ooh.
Okay. So not much to talk about, but you haven't watched this past week's episode yet.
I might watch it when you go home.
You should. It's a good one. There's a lot of gross stuff though. Like worms. We talked about it, but worms.
I wonder if worms kill
them. Also, I think, isn't this the one before the finale? Like, isn't there just.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So I feel like. I can't talk to you about it. Well, should I just kind of, since...
I don't care. Like...
Because the listener... Well, yeah, but it sets up... Maggie finds out about... What's his face? His name's Nathan Riggs. I didn't know that was his name.
Oh,
in
Meredith?
Yep. And that's actually all I really...
Is she really mad about it?
Yeah, but then it, like, ends... It, like, concludes it fine. So, we'll see. I don't know, but I predict that...
What do you think's going to happen in the season finale?
Someone's going to die.
We're sure of it.
We're due for a death.
We are due for a death. What was I watching? I think I was watching a preview or something of Karev getting in trouble for, like, treating a child.
I don't know. That's probably... Yeah, I haven't watched the previews yet. We should actually, like, not even talk about this because we're so uninformed.
Well, but, no, I wonder if Karev's going to get kicked off of, like, being a doctor because he, like, treats a child that he's not supposed to.
Oh, I don't know. We should, for next week, we should, like, since it's the finale of our season one and the finale of the current season, we should have, like, a, because will we have seen it by then? Yeah, if it's on this week. I don't know if it is, though.
Yeah.
Either way, we should have a finale party.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, we should do a giveaway or something.
Something. Good idea.
Yeah.
We'll discuss.
Yeah.
Okay, but I did have one thing to bring to light, and I don't know if this is true or not, actually. I didn't. Yeah. Okay. So someone in that Grays group shared a tweet from Krista Vernoff, who was a head writer of Grey's until the end of season 7,
okay.
which were great seasons, like 1 through 7. And she tweeted on 4/28 that Friday afternoon seems as good a time as any to announce this tidbit. I'm returning to Grey's Anatomy for season 14. So maybe the writing will get a little bit better.
Yeah, because the writing's a little...
Yeah, it's just weird.
Not
so good. So that's a really good news.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
That's really
the Teddy in those?
Oh,
I love Teddy.
Me too.
I can't wait till we.
Also, I loved when she was married to the patient guy. That was like one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
And then now he's on Scandal, so that's why I love him so much on Scandal, because I keep thinking it's like the same character.
Person?
Yeah. I have a problem with
that. I mean, it is the same person, but not the same character.
Scott Foley. Scott Foley, if you're listening, I love But anyway, so yeah, I feel like that's about it.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Finale next week.
Finale.
Gonna be fun.
Should we dress up?
In what? P.S. Anyone listening, we are wearing scrubs in our photos, not pajamas.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of reviews saying that it's pajamas.
Also, yeah, I wear those to work every day. Thank you very much. I don't wear my pajamas to work every day. So,
I'm going to call Time of Death, and you'd think by at this point in life, when it says 9 something, I would know what that is in military.
29.
Oh, thank you, because we have to say it every time.
Yeah, because we're usually done around 9 o'clock.
Right, so... Oh, Marge, she's so you're almost time. All right, so Time of Death on this week's episode is 21/22.